Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Gaines. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Houser moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it and throws to second for the out. Houser moves to third. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis takes first base on ball four. Kirkland moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Houser scores. Kirkland moves to third. Alvis moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is called out on strikes. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman takes first base on ball 4. Tasby moves to second. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Tasby moves to third. One out. Jerry Kindall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Houser. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Houser steals second. Jerry Kindall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kindall hits a fly ball into center field. Gaines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tasby tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland is hit by the pitch. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McNally moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Askew reaches second base with a double. Francona goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tasby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Askew moves to third. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Latman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gaines. Latman reaches second base with a double. Askew scores. Tasby goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Wes Stock now pitching. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Latman moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Kindall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kindall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaines bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Gaines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tasby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Tasby reaches second base with a double. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lattman bunts towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tasby scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning six, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Latman covering, for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lau strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Latman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Westock. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0 for 3 in the game. Gaines is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Russ Snyder now playing center field. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith is hit by the pitch. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Powell reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Latman covering, for the out. Smith scores. Powell moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, Indians. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Latman. Powell scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.